Triple M. Mandy for breakfast.
7:39, Triple M. And as we've been, discussing in the last day or so, is that things have changed certainly in the last 5 years. There's dual income, so both parents are working, children going to school or to daycare, and people generally not having enough time to do all the things that they want to do with their family. Well, things might be changing with one particular firm introducing a different type of annual leave. And this morning, talking with Tammy Tansley, she's a HR and corporate culture expert, about this more in detail. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, Tammy.
Hello, Mandy. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tammy, let's talk about this company called AECOM. It's an engineering firm. They've introduced a new type of leave. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so look, what they've done is they've said the age-old equation of 4 weeks annual leave just doesn't work for most working parents. And so they've actually introduced specific contracts that give people 12 weeks annual leave with the specific purpose of being able to take time off during the school holidays when your kids are off, which is fantastic because they know that the reality is most they're an engineering firm and there's a small number of women who become engineers in the first place. And then of that small number of women, those who elect to have a family, there's a large percentage of them that become the primary carer who then subsequently don't come back into the workplace because of this lack of flexibility. So they're saying, well, look, here's a solution that will enable us to, one, attract hopefully more women into our family, into the profession, but more importantly, retain the women that we've got.
Okay. And how does that work from a, I guess, or like almost like a monetary point of view? I don't know if you can answer that question, but...
Yeah. Yep. So basically, they're working part-time. So they're saying, okay, this is what you'd get paid if you were working full-time and you were getting 4 weeks annual leave. Now you're getting 12 weeks annual leave, so we pro-rata it and you're working, you know, part-time. And so you get the same amount of money but on a pro-rata basis.
Okay. So I was just wondering, you know, would someone who doesn't get the 12 weeks see that as a bit unfair and all that kind of stuff? Okay.
Look. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question about equity and fairness because one of the things we know about this is that absolutely this is an issue that needs to be addressed from a working parent perspective and from a getting women into the workforce and retaining them in the workforce. But we also know now that workforce flexibility is something that actually all people want. So I'm really interested in where will this go? So it starts off as a working parent thing, but
yes.
Where will this go, you know, into the future? Will it be something that people go, actually, I want to have a life beyond just, you know, what I'm doing and working?
Yeah.
And will it be expanded beyond that? So, you know, I think it's interesting. We certainly are moving with the times.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe someday I might be able to go, you know what, this year, can I please take off 12 weeks?
Yeah, maybe.
Make a temporary change. Well, look, we'll see if that happens. That would be lovely. Look, Tammy, it's been a pleasure chatting with you and maybe exploring the possibilities of what could happen in the future. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Sandy.